DeepEnglish.com.
Memento Mori, Present Continuous. 27-year-old photographer Kevin Kelly is traveling through Jerusalem. Where is he traveling through? He is traveling through Jerusalem. Who is traveling through Jerusalem? 27-year-old photographer Kevin Kelly is traveling through Jerusalem. He is wrestling with questions about the existence of God. What is he wrestling with? He is wrestling with questions about the existence of God. He is walking the streets of the old city for hours without a place to stay. Is he cleaning the streets of the old city for hours? No, he isn't cleaning the streets of the old city for hours. He is walking the streets of the old city for hours. Finally, he is arriving at the only place still open, a church. Is he arriving at a school? No, he isn't arriving at a school. He is arriving at a church. He is going in, laying down, and sleeping. What is he doing? He is going in, laying down, and sleeping. In the morning, he is sitting outside the tombs where Jesus was said to have risen from the dead. Where is he sitting? He is sitting outside the tombs where Jesus was said to have risen from the dead. When is he sitting outside the tombs where Jesus was said to have risen from the dead? In the morning, he is sitting outside the tombs where Jesus was said to have risen from the dead. At that moment, he is feeling overcome with faith in God. What is he feeling overcome with? He is feeling overcome with faith in God. This new faith isn't answering all his questions. It is just creating new ones. Is this new faith answering all his questions? No, this new faith isn't answering all his questions. What is it creating? It is creating new questions. He is wondering what he should do with his life. What is he wondering? He is wondering what he should do with his life. As he is pondering these thoughts, a new idea is popping into his head. What is popping into his head? A new idea is popping into his head. He is going to die in 6 months. When is he going to die? He is going to die in 6 months. Kelly is describing himself as a logical person. How is he describing himself? He is describing himself as a logical person. He is talking about how this idea wasn't backed by any evidence. What is he talking about? He is talking about how this idea wasn't backed by any evidence. And he is thinking it sounds silly. But he is feeling compelled to spend the next 6 months believing it is true. Is he thinking it sounds silly? Yes, he is thinking that it sounds silly. What is he feeling compelled to do? He is feeling compelled to spend the next 6 months believing it is true. Next, he is wondering how to spend those precious remaining months. What is he wondering next? Next, he is wondering how to spend those precious remaining months. He is saying the answer to that question surprises him. What surprises him? The answer to that question surprises him.